Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Patrick Queen met with the media as the Ravens count down to their AFC North showdown with the Browns.
A little bit. I feel like it's a long season. We still got a lot of games ahead. I feel like we are getting more respect, but I feel like it's still not the respect that we want. And we haven't accomplished the things that we want to accomplish yet. So I feel like there's a lot of respect out there to still be taken.
Do you feel like Cleveland with Watson will be a different entity than they were with the rookie when you
played? Yeah, obviously it's Deshaun Watson. They gave him all that money for a reason. So he's a great player, but at the end of the day, he's coming to our stadium with our team, with our defense, with our fans. So that place is going to be rocking. We're going to have it rocking. We're going to do what we need to on defense to get them jumping and just, you know, try to shut them down.
How much do you feed off that as a defense when the crowd is kind of going crazy?
The crowd definitely makes a difference. That just gives you, like, that extra motivation just to go even harder. It's just when you stop them on second and eight or make whatever, and it's third and eight, third and seven or whatever, and the crowd starts jumping, it's just, like, that extra motivation. It could be a long drive. And you just when the crowd gets up and you got the extra motivation, you just feel like you're unstoppable.
Patrick, Lamar was just asked about the Ravens defense, and he said he doesn't think there's any weakness.
Yeah.
As a player who plays on the defense, do you kind of agree with that assessment?
I definitely agree. If we all lock in, just do what we're capable of, just each play, just lock in, communicate, play as hard as we can, have the best technique we can, it shouldn't be nobody be able to stop us. The only people that can stop us is us. So as long as we go out there and focus in and just take one play at a time and just dominate, we'll be fine.
You felt that way in past years here, or is it more so, at least at this point in the season, than it has been in your previous years?
You always feel like that. You always feel like you got confidence in your defense. And it's just small plays here and there that could actually just change, like, those past defenses. So, I feel like those defenses still were pretty damn good. And it's just, like I said, a few plays here and there that stop us from being that number one, number two, number three defense.
How much of a motivating factor is it for you to be going up against them, but on the same field as another great defense to kind of show who the better defense is?
It's a lot of motivation. It's a lot of talk right now. And we just want to talk with our past, honestly. We just want to go out there, dominate, one play at a time, have fun with it, talk a little trash on the field, and go at it again.
Patrick, I know you guys are focused on Sunday, but when you look at standings in the AFC North and the 5 days of the Browns and the Bengals, how big for this season, where you guys want to be at the end, how big are those 5 days coming up?
It's huge, because obviously, you know, you get a few days off after that. So I think the big key is just locking in on the task at hand, just not looking forward, just taking each day at one at a time. When a game presents itself, go out there and dominate. After that game, just whatever you got to do to recover, come into that next game on that short week, and just get ready to dominate again. But overall, just take one day at a time.
Is there a comparison between these games and the old SEC days? I mean, you know, you guys are playing so well, but it's hard to get away from these other teams, it seems like, because they're winning too. I mean, is it a similar feeling? Or?
It definitely is. It's just everybody always wins, and this is a tough division. It's probably the toughest division in the NFL. So when you see how the division is stacked up right now, it's just like no room to breathe. So you just got to keep our foot on everybody else's neck and just keep doing what we're doing right now, just trying to keep winning.
Patrick, when that child brought up LSU and SEC, you guys blew out a lot of teams during that national championship season. We're blowing out a lot of teams now. But I want to ask you about some of the games you guys had early in that LSU season, like the Florida game. You guys had to come back in the third quarter. What do you think that game, that resilience you guys showed, meant for you guys in the long run? You get to, you know, championship game against Clemson, you're down. You, I guess, know how to figure that out and come back.
Yeah, it was just a huge confidence boost for our defense, just knowing that we could actually stop people. I think in the beginning of the year, that we were letting up scores and stuff, and it all came from communication, and that's the biggest thing that I preach on, because I've seen it firsthand, just how communication could change everything. Didn't score that second half, and then we went on a little run, like shutting teams down and whatnot. And it's just anytime you just get on a roll like that, you got the confidence rolling, and everybody's communicating, everybody's flowing on one page. It's just something special to see, and obviously so.
Different from the last time you played Cleveland, Deshaun Watson probably will be their quarterback. What does he bring, and how different are they with him?
He just brings who he is. He can put the ball anywhere on the field. He can run. He does not want to slide. So anytime you got a quarterback that's willing to lower their shoulder, that's a huge threat to your defense. And we just got to go out there and play our game, honestly. It could be any quarterback in the league that goes out there. It's up to us what we want to do, how we want to be remembered, how do we want to play, how do we want our defense to look when we play the Cleveland Browns.
The Players Union president tweeted today about how there's some frustration among the players in terms of how fines are decided on, levied. I know you got fined and weren't happy about it based on the Twitter reaction. I guess, what is the frustration for you personally about how it's decided?
I think they fine for stuff that they think rightfully so should be a fine. I think there's certain angles that you could check and actually get a clearer view. But at the end of the day, they have a job to do. I have a job to do. And we do have the option to appeal. So I think you have, if you obviously not playing dirty or doing anything dirty or not lowering your head or whatever it may be, whatever the case is, if you're fine, if you're not doing it, then with the appeal, just get different angles and you should be fine.
Okay. Thanks, Patrick.
Thank you.